This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis on Saturday, demanding justice in the fatal police shooting of a young black man, Amir Locke, during a raid on his apartment earlier in the week. The crowd rallied at the government plaza in Minnesota's largest city 3 days after the 22-year-old Locke died. Now, police have said that officers were exercising what they called a no-knock search warrant, which authorities, police authorizes police to enter private property without first alerting the occupants or announcing their presence. Locke was not named in a warrant that they submitted. Minneapolis police have acknowledged it is unclear how or whether he was connected to their investigation. Canadian cities, including the financial hub, Toronto, faced disruptions on Saturday's protests against vaccine mandates spread from the capital, raising fears of clashes with counter-protesters. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against the vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Protesters have shut down parts of Ottawa for the past 8 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags. Some protesters say they want to dissolve Canada's government altogether. Police say well-funded protest movement has relied partly on funding from sympathizers in the United States. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Sunday that he has decided to dissolve the Supreme Judicial Council, the body that deals with judicial independence. Saied's decision follows months of sharply criticizing the nation's judges, particularly what he says are delays in issuing rulings on cases of corruption or terrorism. The Supreme Judicial Council is an independent institution whose powers include ensuring the independence of the judiciary, disciplining judges, and granting them promotions. Last July, President Saied dismissed the government and suspended parliament in a move that his opponents described as a coup. He faced widespread criticism for seizing power and rejecting dialogue with all political parties. Pakistan announced Saturday it had killed 20 separatists to end a bloody 72-hour siege at two army bases in southwestern Balochistan province. At least 9 soldiers, including 2 officers, were also killed, while 6 others were wounded in the standoff that erupted on Wednesday night. An outlawed armed separatist group known as the Baloch Liberation Army, or BLA, took responsibility for staging the simultaneous assaults on the 2 bases of the Pakistani Paramilitary Frontier Corps. Officials said the ensuing shootout lasted about 24 hours before all 9 heavily armed assailants were killed, while security forces lost 4 personnel. 16 people died in Mexico's central state of Zacatecas. Following an apparent violent disruption between criminal gangs. This occurred Saturday as the state grapples with a spike in violence. The state prosecutor said 10 bodies were found wrapped in blankets in the streets in the municipality, while another 6 were suspended inside a warehouse in the nearby community. Last month, authorities found the bodies of 10 people abandoned inside a vehicle in the historic center of the capital, a few steps from the government offices. Officials' figures show homicides rose last year in the state, registered 1,050 in 2021, about 200 more than the previous year. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 passed the 900,000 mark Friday. Italian President Joe Biden described in a statement as a tragic milestone fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Biden said the victims were beloved by friends and family and urged vaccinations for all Americans. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.